Hi, this is Doug Deacon. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
That's right. That was Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. You're going to hear him on this show at the bottom of the hour. By the way, shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at Verst Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Vic Carucci with Michael Regai, who is filling in for Nathan Zagura here on this Football Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We heard from Paul Burmeister of NFL Network. Of course, he anchored the coverage, the Nets coverage of that pro day by Johnny Manziel, and clearly was influenced. And in fact, we heard at least one caller say, and I think I've seen a couple of tweeters say, they too were influenced by not only what they saw, but what they heard. And I guess this is part of, and this is to in no way is disrespectful to what we heard Paul Burmeister say, but this is the thing with these pro workouts, is that pro day workouts, they tend to influence media opinion enough that media opinion can then influence public opinion, and and then you get a little bit of a fire. And none of that, Michael, is part of what is really going on when the Ray Farmers of the world sit down and make decisions about what to do in the draft.
And Vic, you and I can't say that enough for the next 52 minutes of the show, because you're absolutely, that's 1,000,000% on the money. And again, did it create a buzz yesterday? Yeah, it did. And Manziel scripted that beautifully for him to shine, and he's supposed to do that. But so true. And NFL personnel organization folk are not going to have that take them way over the top with regard to not only Johnny Manziel, but anybody. So it's probably, but you're right, Vic, we're getting tweets about, you know, now elite quarterback, megastar, superstar. Mm-hmm. You pass on him at four, you'll pay for it for years. Wow, to me, that's a huge leaps of faith going on.
It's a little over the top. Over the top. Yeah. And he's going to engender that sort of talk, though. It's going to follow him, which is part of the fun of Johnny Manziel. It's part of the maddening aspect of Johnny Manziel.
Right.
You're going to get the extremes in conversation. You're going to get folks who think that he's a messiah, that he's got it all, you know, figured out. So much of this has that, I've hesitated to go down this road, because you just wonder how many people, you know, compare or make the comparisons of, you know, seeing a guy, and I'm going to take it all the way back to Doug Flutie when he came out of Boston College. I know that's really a long time ago for maybe a lot of people, but
only
it's
about
a similar,
40 years, buddy.
but it's a similar point, because Flutie had that magical aspect quality to him. I mean, he had that ability to do such great things at Boston College, made those incredible plays, won the Heisman Trophy, but he was this smaller guy, and sure enough, you know, did he ever get great traction in the NFL? He got enough to get some starts. He did some special things in Buffalo. And I'll tell you, when he became a starter in Buffalo, Michael, he was a very polarizing figure, as this guy is. You had a lot of folks just saying he is way too small, can't get it done in the NFL, and hold it against him. He carried that enormous chip on his shoulder all the way through. And then others who said, look at Flutie. And the argument can be made when the Bills were teetering kind of financially with attendance, and there were a lot of questions about their future at a time it was after their Super Bowl run, he led them to a victory against Jacksonville, and I want to say he did a bootleg to his left and ran for a touchdown. That play helped spark a lot of interest in people who were trying to spend the money necessary. They called it the business backed the bills type of thing, where people were investing more in club seats and season tickets to get them, you know, to make them viable again.
Yeah, and he did help to do that and make them viable again. And, you know, Vic, real quick, let me say for the record, I hope Johnny Manziel just absolutely tears it up and becomes a huge quarterbacking force in the National Football League. It'd be great for the league. It's not that I am certainly, you know, just have this foundation of being against that he can't do it. But I do think you got to take a step back and be a little bit logical about it and look at what he's done at Texas A&M and really ask yourself, can he confine and subjugate some of the aspects of his game that have made him so electric, spectacular in college? And again, I know it's a great unknown, but you have to factor that in.
Yeah, and is he, and I guess the other, just, I know this will open up 100 can of worms, but because I've been hesitating to even say this, but is he Tim Tebow too? Is there a Tim Tebow aspect to this? I know different personalities,
very much so,
but a dominant collegiate player, did some, again, those incredibly special things, and a lot of it with his legs, although I'd say the argument would be made right now that Manziel would be the better passer, mm-hmm. and has shown in those workouts to be a better passer. Tebow never really demonstrated that he had the NFL throwing ability.
But no. But never. And Vic, too, everybody
wants
to.
But there's the potential there.
No, you're right. And everybody wants to go, you know, right away, Drew Brees, Russell Wilson. And that's great. Understood. If you're in Johnny's camp, you're going to do that. But, Vic, I could take the rest of the show and give you the rest of the first-round draft picks at the quarterback position.
Sure.
Under 6'1" that were, you know, from Heath Shuler to Gino
right.
Toretta to
right.
Cade McNown to Achilles Smith, and the list goes on and
that
on and
work.
On.
Yeah,
absolutely overmatched and had no shot at that size.
All right, we're going to have more of your calls, 216-578-0850, more tweets to come, and the Friday forecast. We'll get the Friday forecast going for you as well. We always love to do that, and we'll take us through several. Jason Gibbs, our tremendous producer, will take us through several topics with that. So much ahead on this Football Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Vic, he is Michael, and this is ESPN 850 WKNR.